We know firsthand that sexual violence is a major public health, human rights, and social justice issue.
Karen Nelson is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central and Western New York. She stood on the steps of City Hall with other partners joining in this tri-county regional effort. It will benefit Erie, Niagara, and Monroe counties.
Together, we broaden our reach and strengthen our ability to have a greater impact by implementing consistent prevention strategies throughout all of Western New York.
Each year, Planned Parenthood says it serves about 1,500 sexual violence victims. It also works to provide prevention education to some 8,000 youth, college students, and parents. Over the last year and a half, a major focus of sexual violence shifted to college campuses. Caitlin Polowski is the sexual violence prevention coordinator for this grant. She says the first year it will focus on college campuses.
A change in culture, that there are safe and healthier campuses for our students to come forward who have been victimized or who see themselves as a survivor. And so certainly, do we have numbers that are probably low on most campuses? Yes, not because there are students that haven't been affected by sexual violence, but because we are seeing a revolution in how we create safe passages for students to come forward and seek help.
Cerie Becker is executive director of the Erie County Commission on the Status of Women. She says the Office of Public Advocacy will team with Crisis Services on one of the initiatives.
That will work toward preventing dating violence before it starts by teaching young boys and girls about healthy relationships.
The grant partners encourage the use of Twitter with the hashtag #NoMore to raise public awareness against sexual and domestic violence. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.